Well, yes, it's very exciting today. We have in the studio Jed McDonald and Peter Keller from the Metropolitan Musical Theatre Company. So this year is the 60th anniversary of this local theatre company, yes, and it's quite an achievement. Welcome to Roundabout, Jed and
Peter.
Thank
you. Good afternoon.
Yes, thank you very much. Good to be here.
Now, firstly, I have to confess that even though I'm an Adelaidean and an arts lover, I had never heard of the Met before. So I'm wondering if anyone out there is like me, perhaps we can start with a brief history of the Met.
Well, it's a good time for you to hear about it because this is going to be a great show.
Excellent. Well, maybe tell us, you've been going since 1958, sorry. How did it start and where did it start?
The Met, as we commonly call it, started in October 1958. A group of people got together and formed the Metropolitan Light Opera Company of South Australia. And it started performances in the Unley Town Hall and eventually moved to the Norwood Town Hall before moving to its present location in the Arts Theatre in about 1964. So the Met went from an opera society to a musical society, it was much more popular. The musicals became much more popular during the 1960s and 70s and continuing right through to today.
But we haven't personally been with the Met since they opened.
No, I'm not quite that old.
Well, not just certainly yet. You don't look like you've been there for 60 years.
Thank you.
And neither do you, Peter. So
thank you.
What are the aims of the company today?
Well, produce up-and-coming talent of a high calibre.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we sit in the amateur theatre league, but just sort of under professional, because the calibre of talent that we have is amazing. Robbie's just come back from Moulin Rouge in Paris, where she danced for 7 months. Ali is going to Spain next year for a dance contract. Selena's been on the West End. I do a lot of gigs around Adelaide and a lot of performing, so we have a really high calibre of talent. So we're very lucky and we're just learning so much.
I wonder if over the years the Met has launched many famous musical theatre careers.
Absolutely. Well, Leonie, the director, did say to me that the Met have produced a lot of people that have gone on to do major musicals and big shows. So it's a really good platform to go from. Yeah.
And how are you funded?
The Met, the theatre company, is really funded by ticket sales. It's not a big theatre company. It's not not listed on the stock exchange, so it's really so it's really funded by the shows that we produce and selling tickets and people coming through to watch the shows.
So it's more important than ever that we get the word out there and encourage people to come along, and it sounds like they'll be in for a fabulous time.
But the Met luckily do have a very good strong base of people that do come to every show, which is great, like a really good, you know, loyal following. So we're very lucky to have that, but we're always wanting to increase it and expand it, of course.
We always try to promote all the theatre companies in Adelaide, not just the Met ourselves, but there's a lot of theatre companies out there that do wonderful productions and fantastic performances from a whole heap of really talented people. So yeah, we're not just all about ourselves, we're also about promoting each other, because Adelaide has some amazing talent. Mm.
Yes, and I think the arts community in Adelaide is very collegiate.
Yes.
And
we're a big family.
Yeah.
We all support each other, and you have to, because, you know, it's hard work. It's a big dedication. It's a big commitment. And we do it with passion. And so we have like-minded people that we support, and they support us. So it's great.
Yes, yeah, that comes through. So I'm very keen to hear how you are celebrating your 60th anniversary. Perhaps, Jed, you can tell us.
We're having a big party, actually.
Yay.
With members and cast members and people that have been in the shows before, and it's going to be beautiful. So we're very excited about that. So
what's the actual date?
We're actually going to have that on the opening night. Yeah, so we get a double celebration. So we'll finish opening night and then go and have this big, lovely gala party, so it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, my goodness, that does sound like too much fun. So I'm speaking with Jed McDonald and Peter Keller from the Metropolitan Musical Theatre Company, 60 years old. Now, the next production you are doing is Can Can,
yes.
And that is very exciting. Can you tell us a bit about this maybe, Jed?
Yes, absolutely. So the brief of the show is at the Bal du Paris Café, owned by Le Mom Pistache, the naughty can-can dance is performed. After a police raid, the dancers are arrested and the ensuing court case results in Judge Aristide Forestier personally investigating the charges of lewd and lascivious dancing. Although forewarned of complications by his friend, Judge Paul Barriere,
that's me,
Aristide falls in love with Pistache and is introduced to some diverse characters and situations. So it's a very colourful, beautiful show. And it's full of comedy, it's full of sad moments as well, fantastic singing and, of course, lots of kicking and turning and splits.
Yes.
This show has it all.
Well, it really does.
Wonderful music from Cole Porter and you'll be in for a treat with that, the can-can scene, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what roles do you both play in it, Peter? What role do you play?
Well, I play Judge Paul Barriere. And, of course, we all have to speak with this outrageous French accent. Except for Jed here, who...
I am Bulgarian in this show, so I have more of a European accent.
In fact, he is the only Bulgarian in Paris.
And let me say, it's very difficult to keep a Bulgarian accent when everyone else is French. I find myself slipping into a French accent, but, you know, it's just you've got to keep focused and remember who I am and where I'm from.
Hopefully no one will notice if
yes.
you do. Well, I'm sure many of our listeners will be very keen to see it, so... When is opening night?
Thursday the 11th of October.
Okay.
In a couple of weeks.
Wow. And how are ticket sales going?
Very well. Yeah.
Yeah, very very happy with ticket sales at the moment. But, of course, not every show has sold out yet, so there is plenty of opportunity for people to get out there to see it.
Yeah.
We have two matinees on. They're always popular, so don't leave it too long before purchasing your tickets because they does tend to sell out towards opening night.
So I guess people can go online and find you, can they,
for,
to make a booking?
Yes.
What's the best way to do it?
They can book online at metmusicals.com.au.
Lovely.
Yes.
Now...
you can also... of course, you can also use the phone if you're not so web-friendly. So you can just look the phone bookings... 0407 457 821. So you can just call and get through to someone and they will take your booking for you.
Yes, and you can do group bookings as well of 10 plus for a bit of a discount. There's a special price night on the Tuesday the 16th, so there's a few good nights to come as well.
Oh boy, it sounds very tempting and I think I might have to get along there and I hope a lot of you listening out there will also be tempted. And just to whet your appetite further, I have asked whether Jed might be willing to give us a bit of a taste of what's coming up.
Of course.
And also Peter. So who would like to start?
I will sing a little section for you. My character is a Bulgarian sculptor and he's also a dancer. And he's basically, he's not a very, he's an interesting man. I wouldn't say he's the nicest person, a bit of a narcissist, but he's basically with this beautiful dancer who I get to dance with, Robbie, who's just amazing. And he's using her for her money and wanting to basically impress this art critic with his sculpture. So I'm basically, in this scene, telling her to go along with him, if you know what I mean, so that I'll get a good review written about my work. So it's an interesting song. I sort of feel quite guilty singing it to Robbie because she's such a beautiful girl. But, yeah, so I basically tell her to go off and then I sing to her, just be nice to him. Baby, never fear. He's the chicest critic in Paris, dear. If you want to help me have a great career, go along with him. He is fond of you, though I must confess I don't understand it, but nonetheless, if you see your Boris as a big success, go along with him. Go along and do your duty like the good girl you are. Go along with him, my beauty. Go along, but don't go too far. Yet if he should start making love, Sherry, be as cozy with him as you can be. You can still be technically true to me. Go along with him.
Lovely.
Well, thank you.
Oh, Jed is so fantastic. Talented.
That is, that was such fun.
Thank you.
So now, quickly, Peter, have you got something for us?
Oh, look, I don't know. I don't know if I can come up to that sort of standard.
You got a great French accent.
Try it. Give us a bit taste of your French accent.
Well, all I can say is that the judge Forestier, who I am good friends with, he gets to a stage where I think that he is the only man in France who would be rejected by the Foreign Legion.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you so much for your time today, guys.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Congratulations on your 60th anniversary and good luck with Can-Can.
And thank you very much.
We'll see you at the show.
I hope so.
Are you going to get your splits ready for us so you can do the kicks as well?
Not sure about that.
So don't forget 11th to 13th and 16th to the 20th of October.
Yes.
The Arts Theatre. Go online or ring for your booking 0407 457 8217.
Please do come along. It's a beautiful, colourful show and you're really going to enjoy it.